Hello, everyone. Patrick Zora here. Welcome to the Quant Financial Engineering Podcast. Today, we are flying across the ocean. We are going to Abu Dhabi. And there, we are meeting Bogdan Ivanuk from Alpha Cube. And he's going to talk to us about alpha mining, about 40 million different type of strategies, most interesting stuff, I have to say. So, Bogdan, tell us a little bit about your background and how did you get where you are now?
Thank you very much, Patrick. It's a pleasure to meet with you here. Thank you for invitation to your podcast. I am a big fan. I'm actually a mathematician and developer by background. And for the last 12 years, I'm engaged in algorithmic trading development as a quant, as a mathematician. I worked with various hedge funds. And actually, I realized that there are a lot of similarities in different strategies. So I had a dream, an idea to build an algorithm that will generate new trading algorithms. So that's actually how Alpha Cube created.
Very nice. So where are you located now? And what are you doing?
Yes. So we have actually a team of 9 guys, mathematicians, developers, and quants. So we mostly technical team. And right now we're delivering technical services to different hedge funds and different algorithmic trading firms. So the main idea of our algorithm is that we generate new trading strategies with alpha mining approach. We have 300 different analytical components, and our algorithm combines different hypotheses, building strategies. And actually, right now we have computation speed of 40 million strategies per day on one single CPU.
How are you able to achieve that?
Actually, the most important stuff, why we have so big speed, and actually it was one of our focus and milestone very important for us. So we achieved it by pre-calculating all technical components, all indicators and other results of recognizers and different analyzers. So we pre-calculate around terabytes of data on historical data for with a depth of 5 years. And then when we have such a database, it's actually not database, it's a lot of flat files because database don't provide us so big speed of data access. So when our algorithm tries to build some strategy, this algorithm know exactly where to find this data. And then we can perform very quick back tests on historical data. So we perform 40 million strategies with 5 years of historical depth with various granularity, but it typically 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour granularity.
So I understand that you're pre-calculating and you're storing the data. That's part of the way that you're able to achieve such speed.
Yes, correct. This is one part. The second part is that our algorithm is pretty smart. So this algorithm knows how it's better to combine the different components, different approaches, how to achieve the better probability of successful strategy, and also how to better preload such data in memory, and how to quickly calculate such strategies. So it's actually hard work that we made before.
So at the end of the day, you're trying to correlate with a successful, what you call forward performance. Now, what metrics are you using to...
Yes.
Go ahead.
Actually, the evaluating of the strategy to understand is the strategy successful or not, it's very, very difficult part. Because when we just calculated Sharpe ratio, profitability, drawdowns, and some other classical metrics like Sortina and others, we had a big issue because the strategies with highest Sharpe ratio on historical data, let's say for the last 5 years, actually demonstrated bad performance after the discovery phase. So when we launch them in the live, they look like very overfitted. And that's why we performed not just calculating the metrics on historical data. Additionally, we performing walk forward test or like something like CAFOLD validation. So we go back in the history. Let's say for January 1st, we regenerate strategies, we regenerate in portfolios, and then going forward to 1 week, to 1 month, and evaluating. So how such strategies performs. And after such test, we have we have exact correlation. Which metrics give us better success probability which metrics giving us best chances and best probability to be successful in the future after the launching of such strategies?
Reverse strategy. So one of my some of my students are working on a project on multi-factor, and what they do is they always try to reverse engineering, result that they've seen to see if they would have done, if they would have used that multi-factor model historically, it would have worked today. Now I understand you're kind of using the same technique in terms of reverse engineering. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes, actually, reverse engineering, it was our big surprise because actually we worked with one professional trader from UK, and we made reverse engineering for him. So we used his statement with 500 positions in it, and with our technology, with our algorithm, we recreated strategy with 85% similarity. So as we have 40 million strategies generated by our algorithm, so we can create labeling that will match with positions of this trader. And then we can find the strategies with higher correlation with regenerated strategy with his strategy. So with this approach, by development new analytical components, by adjusting the algorithm. So we created strategy with 85% correlation. And I think actually that this approach it could be scaled. So right now it's a new direction for us. And we just received this very recently, the such results. So we plan to scale it further. In our team, we believe that, for example, you have strategy, let's say you are using moving average, Bollinger Bands, RCI, and other indicators. We think that we can recreate such strategy with other indicators, but not using absolutely moving average, Bollinger Bands, and RCI. So it's like the similar superposition of mathematical functions, but achieving other methods. So in this case, it gives us actually infinite opportunities. If some traders or some quant utilize only technical analysis, it means that he use only bars and ticks data. So it gives us opportunities that we can recreate or reverse engineer his strategy by using other indicators that we have.
And also, I understand you are also able to kind of X-ray what's going on in the market in other strategy. Talk to us a little bit about that as well.
This is very interesting because you see, I can compare it to our algorithm like when you play chess game, let's say, or Go game. It's very popular actually around the quants and machine learning. I also really excited with one of your podcast in the past when one of your guests compares the quantitative with Go game. So I can have the similarity the similarity comparison similar comparison. So let's say you play game with somebody else and grandmaster spectate on your game, and the spectator don't speak with you or with your opponent, but he can just spectate this game and understand all your thoughts, what you have in mind. And this is exactly what we are doing with AlphaCube. Because AlphaCube with alpha mining approach, we can scan market for different strategies. We don't know who utilizes them. Is it some hedge funds or it's somebody else? But sometimes we discover it's actually one or two strategies in 1 billion. But sometimes we discover it's so some strategies probably utilized by other hedge funds. Why we know about it? Because Strategy hold position for several days, but we know exact moment when this strategy should open long position and when it should close position. And during this signal, the next few minutes, sometimes it's 1 minute, sometimes it's 10 minutes, somebody actively increasing the volume of position. So it looks like they have our aggressive limit algorithm to aggressively put more volume, or maybe they are using market orders. We don't know, but we see that somebody pushing the market to the same directions that we know. So yes, this is additional interesting directions that with this alpha mining approach, we can even scan market and find strategies that are utilized by somebody else.
Okay, so let's take a look under the hood a little bit. The data, I mean, we do a lot of things with alternative data now in our program, but what is the data that you're using?
Right now we are using
Obviously.
only yes, right now we are using only 1 minute granularity data. So we connected with crypto exchanges like Binance and DYDX. Also, we right now working with Forex market, and also we plan to adapt our technology to commodities and to USA stock market. But right now it's crypto and cryptocurrency market and Forex market. And for Forex market, we are using that data feeds from different brokerages, from IQ feed and from FMP data provider.
Which language are you using in coding?
This is actually a very, very important question because we made some experiments with Python, but we didn't achieve proper speed of computation. So actually, we switched to the Java, and we have everything built from A to Z, starting from backtesting, stress testing, calculating the metrics, alpha mining, and even executing engine and monitoring. So everything we have built in-house and everything built in Java. Why Java? Because Java, yes, maybe Java is not very efficient in case of memory usage, but Java is very good in just-in-time compilation. So JIT compiler can give you transform your Java code, Java bytecode, can transform it to the assembler code, and that's why it could run very fast. So that's why actually Java is used. Sometimes we use some additional Python scripts to just quick prototyping. Definitely we use SQL, some scripts like Bash scripts to automate some process, but 95% in our technology is based on Java.
Oh, that's true enough because we mostly use Python, but I see your point on Java. That's something to consider. Now you mentioned a team of nine quants. So because I've got people always want to know when they're about to graduate, what should they be doing, the type of direction they want to take, and the type of background they need to. So for example, you're from a polytechnic school, I understand.
Yes.
Right. What about the other more mathematician coding background? What's their background?
Yes, actually, we have a team, all our team based in Ukraine. So right now I'm in UAE to achieve some business goals, to find new customers, to find new partners, because here is a good networking and something like that. Regarding our team, so actually we have very good synergy in our team, and because of the variety of knowledge and the experience. So for example, we have one mathematician in our team. We have two traders. All in our team are very experienced in algorithmic trading. And actually a lot of our team members worked before in different hedge funds or in quantitative firms. So all of us, we are knowing exactly how to do it in practical way. Actually, regarding the scientific research, we are not very technological, not very theoretically experienced. So actually, we're mostly focused on practical side. But to be honest, sometimes we faced with some issues with let's say portfolio optimization and let's say with overfitting issues. So best what I can do, go to library or Google for some articles or read some additional books. So best what I can, it's find some solutions that already existed and already covered by some other world knowing ones like DeepRada or somebody else.
That's interesting, because that's exactly what I've noticed in our projects is sometimes students will do natural language processing, will work on ChatGPT having to do with Fed papers and the thing is it's not in the curriculum, right? Because we have this idea, well, if you get the degree, you learn everything you need to know. No, I think what I've noticed is that the student, they learn more by being offered a project, a solution basically, and they need to get to that solution. And you mentioned you have to learn and read papers, and that's exactly what they're doing. And they find it a lot more rewarding because you're more efficient in the time that you're spending studying that topic as opposed to learning all of this because you're a part of the degree, but you're only going to need just a small portion. And it's a much more efficient way. In fact, this is the way Elon Musk, approaches to education, which is basically it should be like a video game. And for you, it must be great because you really want to achieve, because of your customers and everything else, then you want to get there as quickly as you can. Therefore, you want to learn what you need to get there. Like you learn a video game by learning how to use it. Nobody gives you a manual on how to use the control sticks for you to play the video game. You learn because you really want to learn. And that's interesting that coming from you, because I thought it would be a bunch of PhDs, right, from the greatest universities. But what you're telling me more or less is that you're learning what you need to learn to get it going, and you don't know everything. Now, in terms of your customer base, so you've got all this, and obviously you have to market that to, I guess, you're selling the hedge funds, some of the strategy or things of that nature, I guess.
So actually, yes, we are providing technical services. So we are not hedge fund yet, but actually, this is my goal as a CEO and co-founder of a project. So my goal is to convert Alpha Cube in a hedge fund. I don't know, sooner or later, we'll see. Right now, actually, before when we traded only on cryptocurrencies, it was challenging. Right now, when we switched to the Forex, it became significantly easier because it looks like our technology more adapted to the Forex market because there are a lot of probably inefficiencies in banks, in financial systems that generate some inefficiencies that we can uncover. In case of business, our typical customers is quantitative firms, hedge funds, manual traders, so somebody who wants to empower their own trading portfolio, their strategy, or sometimes even hedge funds don't have strategies or portfolios. For example, we had one case, one hedge fund in cryptocurrency space asked us to create everything from a scratch, from started to create strategies, portfolios, and re-optimize them during some period of time. So yes, this is our typical approach. Also, additionally, right now this is for us new directions that we perform reverse engineering for some ideas and for some strategies by request from manual traders. And probably we will have some additional companies that are interested in it.
Great. Well, this was a good introductory call. I know that you're probably trading as we speak, so I don't want to take too much of your time. Thank you for that availability, and would be great to welcome you back so we could talk about maybe very specific topic. I would love to discuss more when we have more time about Java versus Python. This X-ray business, your reverse engineering, and some of the studies that you've looked at. And I don't want to, make it a 2-hour podcast. But thank you very much, Bogdan, for your time here. This was very helpful.
Patrick, thank you very much. Actually, I'm very open and my team as well. So we would like to share more with you, our insights, our approach, our ideas. So Let's organize one more, and we would like to share more with you, with your audience. It was a pleasure for me. Thank you, and please keep it up. You have absolutely amazing podcast.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.